During my friendship with Cecilia, there were two places that she would frequently ask me to take her to, one after the other. It was kind of strange, but Cecilia was definitely by no means normal, so I didn't really question it. She would often ask me to take her to the cemetery in Krugersdorp, and I would either park my car outside, or on the odd occasion we'd manage to drive inside. And every single time that we would go to the cemetery, Cecilia would tell me about the rituals that used to take place in this specific cemetery. And on the odd occasion when we would go there, Cecilia would tell me that there were some people from the occult that she just saw there right when we were there at that very moment, and we quickly had to leave. Obviously, when I looked around, there was nobody, but it is fairly easy for someone just to duck behind a tree or anything of the sort. And it was a rather strange, but not so strange, thing or event that Cecilia would, that she would basically, I suppose, make me part of. She, in those moments, I thought she just wanted to get me to understand her supposed world of where she came from. Show me, you know, where she had been, the things that she had done, just so she could talk to somebody. And the stories that I heard about these supposed rituals that had taken place in the cemetery were horrific, needless to say. And they were very, very frequent trips. It was actually quite strange. And directly after leaving the cemetery, Cecilia would take me to the prison that's in Krugersdorp, which wasn't too far away from the cemetery. And similar to the cemetery, Cecilia had apparently also been to this prison. Although this story, or this event, if you want to put it that way, came with a slightly different twist. With the cemetery, Cecilia was part of the events, or used to be part of the events or rituals that had taken place, or supposedly had taken place there. But with the cemetery, with the prison, Cecilia had apparently gone to visit the inmates that were there. She didn't, as far as memory serves, she didn't elaborate too much on things that were apparently discussed. She never once mentioned any names. She would tell me what it looked like inside the prison, what it felt like, just overall what it was like to be inside of a prison. And by the sounds of things, the way she spoke about it, and the apparent number of times she had been there, it was a frequent trip that she would make to go and visit people or inmates in this prison. And like I said, going to the cemetery and directly afterwards going to the prison, there were very frequent trips, and they were always directly one after the other. And it was always first the cemetery and then the prison. Now, the thought pops into my mind right now that I wonder if there was some truth, at least in Cecilia going to the prison, in having visited some of these people, or at least a person. I mean, if I look at what Cecilia did with what was mentioned during the trial, and even the other things that I know about, I mean, there was one person that I know specifically that had been in prison quite a number of times. He was actually a known murderer. And I don't know where he primarily stayed, but as far as I know, I mean, he would visit Cecilia quite often. So, I mean, he might have actually been in that same prison. He might have been visited by Cecilia, because he was used by Cecilia. So maybe in all the nonsense that Cecilia spoke, in all the vast amounts of lies that she spoke, maybe there was one dot of truth in all of this. I mean, I know I'll never know the answer, but it doesn't help me, it doesn't stop me from questioning. You know, did she maybe see this specific person in this specific prison? And, I mean, this man has been dead for a number of years now. He apparently died in prison. And I stand to be corrected, but I think it was just shortly before LaRue and Marcel were arrested, or shortly after. It was somewhere around there. But I'll never know the answer to this, not that it's exactly important. I think I would be surprised if Cecilia did tell some truth somewhere in all of this nonsense. But it is an interesting question.